Good morning, everybody. We want to make sure we start our first breakout session on time. So this is the Surveillance Informatics Breakout RCKMS Climbing to Success Together. If this is not where you wanted to be this morning, now's the time to go. But we will welcome you. This is going to be a great session. We have four speakers today, so we should have plenty of time for questions, about 15, 20 minutes each, but we should have time for questions. And so I'm going to introduce each of them right now, and then they will come up in turn to present. So Janet Hoy. Janet is a research analyst on the Surveillance Informatics team at the CSTE National Office, and she is the staff lead at CSTE on the RCKMS project. Catherine Stays is an informaticist with the University of Utah, and is one of the co-leads and founders since the inception of the RCKMS project. And Dr. Stays is currently consulting with CSTE on this project. Michael Manami is a project manager for HLN Consulting. And if that sounds familiar to you guys, that's because that's the contractor who's building RCKMS for CSTE. And she manages the development of the RCKMS tool to support CSTE and case reporting efforts. And Rita Altimore is an epidemiologist at the Washington Department of Health. And Dr. Altimore has been behind RCKMS from the very start and has been pushing case reporting since, like, I don't know.
The last century.
Yes, at least two decades. So welcome each of our speakers, and I'm going to call Janet up first to kick us off.
Hi, everyone. Hi again. I'm Janet Hoy. I work with Meredith, Becky, and Shelley at the National Office, and I primarily work on RCKMS. So if any of you are from Atlanta, this might look familiar. This year we had a fire that caused the collapse of a major interstate that basically connects the suburbs to the city of Atlanta. And if you know anything about Atlanta traffic, it's wonderful. And this interstate collapse only made things better. Thankfully, the bridge is back up now. Given that I lived right next to the bridge, I was very reliant on Google Maps for the duration of the collapse. So it was quite an interesting experience. I was, for basic things like going to work, you'd like have to use your GPS to see what local route you're getting today. It's kind of like a roulette of it. So there must have been some underlying trauma from that experience, because when I was putting together these slides, I kept on thinking of maps and roadmaps and how to get to RCKMS. So RCKMS isn't quite as complex as navigating Atlanta traffic, I think, but I did think it was helpful for this presentation to kind of set a roadmap of what is RCKMS? Where are we going with this again? So what is the goal of it? What's the scope of the work we've been working on last year, and how do we get there? So I'll talk about some of the buckets of work we've been working on last year, which we call phase three of RCKMS, and then the big question, right? Are we there yet? What are the upcoming milestones? Like, why don't I have RCKMS in my hands? So let's start off with, where are we going again? So if you've been part of the SI workshop yesterday or SI for the past few years, you probably know what RCKMS stands for now, but it stands for Reportable Conditions Knowledge Management System, and it's an authoritative real-time portal to enhance disease surveillance by providing information about the who, what, where, why, and how of case reporting. And the main goals of RCKMS is first knowledge management. This is handled by the authoring interface part of the tool. So RCKMS wants to provide a convenient way for public health to communicate what they want reported to those who are reporting, the laboratories, clinicians, other stakeholders. And it wants to promote a standardized format that you can structure your reporting requirements so that they can be easily used by those stakeholders. And second, RCKMS wants to provide a convenient means for providers to access and implement reporting requirements to help them meet their legal reporting requirements. Seems repetitive. So this is the decision support piece of RCKMS, a tool that can help providers kind of automate the process of determining reportability and hopefully electronically and case reports. So I did put in a note here that while RCKMS decision support handles computable reporting requirements, RCKMS tool also has information on things you want reported that may not be computable at this time. So it does encompass all of that. So there's three components to the RCKMS tool as represented by this pastel blue diagram. There's the authoring interface, the content itself, so those are the reporting requirements, the rules logic, the value sets, and the associated trigger codes that sit in there, and then the decision support service itself. So first, the RCKMS authoring interface. So this is really the centralized web portal where public health users can go in and manage their reporting specifications. And this is connected with a repository that contains information on all those requirements for all reportable conditions for all jurisdictions. As I mentioned before, one of the hopes of this authoring interface is to provide a standardized and user-friendly way for you to author your reporting requirements and have that directly connect to the decision support so that those public health reporters can access it. Related to that, RCKMS default content. So when you enter the authoring interface, when you use it, you'll find that it's actually pre-populated with a set of reporting requirements that we've kind of put in there as a default. So we know it's a lot of work to start from scratch putting in what you want reported for every condition in your jurisdiction. So we have a team of subject matter experts who have been working with the public health community to identify a common starting point of things that are commonly wanted. And this is not intended, you don't necessarily have to use it, it's just a starting point, and you can customize this to meet your jurisdictional needs. And these are available in a machine processable format in the tool for the decision support to use, but they're also available as knowledge resources. So there's spreadsheets, Word documents, value sets, which are groupings of codes that you can also access as just general guidances outside of the system. And lastly, there's the decision support service, which if you've been following electronic case reporting, is usually the part people know about. So we have all this information put into the authoring interface. It's held in the repository. It gets sent to a decision support service, which can automatically determine whether a potential case is reportable. Some notes about how it does this. It actually involves a two-step process. So there's a set of trigger codes that get implemented at an electronic health record, and that those triggers help invoke RCKMS, which can then determine whether something's reportable to where and provide other information. So we are currently in RCKMS Phase 3, and this is our third year of CST working on RCKMS as a funded effort. We had a feasibility demonstration pilot about 2 years ago where we piloted some of this, created some draft processes. Last year, we created a first draft of that default content I mentioned, and we developed a lot of the basic functionality of the tool. And we're currently in Phase 3. So what are our main goals for this phase? So just broadly, it's we want to get RCKMS to a production-ready state. ECR is, happening, as Kathy said, so we want to make sure RCKMS ready for that. And part of that involves refinement of the content in the tool, refinement of the tool itself so that you can use it, and getting, putting those pieces together, implementing those reporting default content into the tool, getting your jurisdictional options in. We need to get people using RCKMS. We've had some focus groups, we've had some pilots, but we are hoping to roll out a broader training this year so that more people can use it and more people can see what it looks like. And then just a lot of getting ready for the future in general. So there's a lot of work going on for now to support initial implementations of ECR and using RCKMS. But there's also a lot of future things that need to be considered for this system, and this is the year where we've been thinking and working through a lot of it. So how do we get there? The work for RCKMS, I've broken it down into 5 buckets. So content development, technical development, implementation of the content into the tool, integrating RCKMS into a broader infrastructure for electronic health reporting, and the last one is training so that people can use it. So I'm going to walk through these buckets now. So the first one, the content development piece. So RCKMS spends a lot of time developing that default content that goes into the tool. So last year, we completed a first draft of that content for 74 reportable conditions, which were the nationally notifiable ones. And we vetted it with the community through this work group we had in CST called the Content Vetting Work Group. So originally the plan for this year was to expand the scope of conditions. We were going to start creating default content for other reportable conditions, those that may be only reportable in one or two jurisdictions. But upon reviewing of the work we did last year, we realized we did need time. We moved at a pretty fast pace last year, and we really needed time to QA things and refine things from last year. So we had a kind of a scope shift at the beginning. So what we ended up doing this year, we really focused on refining the default that we created last year and getting it to a place where we were really comfortable with it. So that involved QA, refinement of the things we developed, the rules logic that support the decision support, the value sets. We are working on creating the associated RCTC and improving those codes. We still are seeking feedback from the public health community, but we had a shift in the format there. So last year, we primarily had work group meetings where we met with the community. This year, as we've shifted our focus to more of reviewing of the codes and value sets, we found that work groups where you just review a list of codes are very dry and boring, to say the least. So we've shifted to surveys. And lastly, we've developed the default, but we wanted to start seeing like what things people wanted besides the default. So we started collecting jurisdictional options, starting with the five conditions and the DigitalBridge initial implementations. So moving on to technical development. So as I mentioned, we had developed some base functionality for the RCKMS tool last year. And what we did, we had a focus group at the Public Health Informatics Conference in August of 2016. And we got a lot of feedback on the tool, and we tried to take that feedback and make enhancements as needed. So these are the things we have done for this year. So first, we actually have major user interface enhancements to the authoring interface. The tool is useless if people can't use it and it's not intuitive, right? So that was a big focus for this year, making it easier to use. And additionally, we also need to make enhancements to RCKMS to support some of the new standards coming out. There's a new update to the initial electronic case report standard. There's a new standard being validated now called the reportability response. And RCKMS needed to make accommodations to support those. We needed to do some basic functionality enhancements still so that to make sure that when after you author or you change things in the authoring interface, it would connect automatically and succinctly with the decision support. So those are some of the technical things we need to work through. And lastly, RCKMS is supposed to support the ability to author reporting requirements at different jurisdictional levels. So it's supposed to support a state authoring and also a local authoring, different levels. So we spent some time to build in that functionality this year so that you could define your jurisdiction using a list of zip codes so that you know it would support sub-jurisdictional authoring. That's kind of what we've accomplished prior to this conference. We haven't stopped working. Our development team is still ongoing, and we've done a lot of requirements gathering, and these are some of the things we're like kind of working through right now. We're working through versioning. The authoring interface has a lot of testing capabilities, which we've been told is also a little difficult to use, so we're working on enhancing that. RCKMS produces human-readable reports, and we're working on the formatting for that. We're working on some things that would make it easier to use, such as what if you opened RCKMS and you had all your jurisdiction's reportable conditions already listed there, so you can easily keep track of what you authored or what you didn't. So we're working on some of that and some dashboard monitoring features. We implemented the default content, moving on to implementation of content. So we took the default we developed, we implemented in the tool. So that is a multi-step process where you kind of have to do some mapping between the logic and what's in the EICR. So we did that, and it involves a lot of testing. And we also started implementing, we collected a lot of jurisdictional options that the DigitalBridge sites wanted, and we implemented that into the tool as well. Integration into broader ECR infrastructure. So as you know, a lot of work, as you've heard from a lot of the other presentations, DigitalBridge, et cetera, there's a lot of work by a lot of partners to really build out the electronic case reporting infrastructure. So these are some of the activities that's been going on that RCKMS has been involved in. We know RCKMS is, you know, we need to collaborate with everyone else working in the space. Otherwise, this isn't going to work. So those are some of the things we've dipped our hands in. And we've also worked really heavily with the APH Ames team to work on the broader building out that ECR infrastructure that you've been hearing about, setting up RCKMS on Ames, making sure that we have all the environments we need, making sure that we can support the EICR, who's generating the reportability response, where is the data coming from to populate that. So those are some of the things we've been working through. Lastly, we also need to do training. So as I mentioned, we hosted an initial focus group last August, and we used that as the basis, kind of how we were planning to do training. And since March, we've been working with the DigitalBridge initial implementation sites again to really start training people in RCKMS to figure out how that training process looks like. And that's actually going to be ongoing at this conference. We're having an in-person training here for them. And lastly, I mentioned one other thing that we really need to do is prepare for the future. So we've made really great progress this year, and we know there's a lot to be done. So these slides kind of reflect some of those future considerations we've been talking about. How do we maintain the knowledge? What are our future priorities for developing things? Do we have means for you to provide feedback on issues you have with the tool, help desk? What if you don't have what you need in RCKMS in terms of content? How do you submit tickets to get that added? How do we support the initial implementations moving forward? How do we expand the use of RCKMS to more people? And how do we move from just providing training to really onboarding people to really use RCKMS as part of their surveillance work? So those are all things we're considering. To end with, are we there yet? Some people have been in the RCKMS session all the time, so for like the past 3 years. So where is your RCKMS? Where is your ability to author? Where is the RCTC? Why aren't they here yet? And they're coming. So I've tried to provide some concrete dates for you. So when will new default content in the RCTC be available? So we're expecting everything to really be done by December of 2017. That's not supposed to say 18, sorry. Oh my gosh. My bad. If you want to give us another year, I'll take it. That's fine, too. We're going to publish all that content I mentioned and the associated RCTC for this year. Those will be available on the RCTC will be available on FinFads, and the rest of the content we're looking into maybe sharing it on a SharePoint site for people to look at and review. And that content will be implemented in the tool on a rolling basis as well. Note, we do understand people do want to see all these things we've developed. So we're working on also leveraging the CST existing website to really provide ways for you to be able to get feedback, to access the documents easily without just sending us an email and waiting for a long time for a response. So availability of the RCKMS authoring tool. When will you be able to author your reporting specs in RCKMS? So we are, as I mentioned, we're doing training for an initial set of sites, those associated with the DigitalBridge at this conference. And then over the summer, we're hoping to really provide an online training session for everyone else so that everyone else can jump on board and see what it's all about. We're publishing a rollout plan with some schedules, some more additions this summer as well. And then in summary, 2017, we're also going to suggest a suggestion box and a feedback mechanism so that people can provide feedback. That's what happens when you don't review your slides. And lastly, when will the RCKMS decision support tool be available to use as part of the broader ECR? And this is actually a harder question, right, because it involves a lot of partners and we're still working through with our partners, including Ames, DigitalBridge, et cetera. What does that whole onboarding process look like? We don't want people to just onboard piecemeal. So unfortunately, I don't have a good answer to that, but we're exploring it. We're hoping to get a lot of good feedback from the DigitalBridge initial implementations and publish some guidance on what we are thinking. So please stay tuned for that. So that's the end of my section. If any information we do, if you have any questions, we have a booth downstairs. You can visit our website or just find one of us. Thanks.